This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry says Moscow tests fired anti-ship missiles in the Sea of Japan. The ministry said Tuesday that two boats launched a simulated missile attack on a mock enemy warship about 100 kilometers away. The ministry said the target was successfully hit by two Moskut cruise missiles. The Moskut, whose NATO reporting name is the SSN-22 Sunburn, is a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile that has conventional and nuclear warhead capacity. Ukraine's President Zelensky met Monday with UN Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi in Ukraine, AP correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
The two discussed the precarious situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The UN Atomic Energy Chief told Ukraine's president, it isn't getting any better. Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's had to switch to emergency generators on several occasions as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Russia holds the plant, having taken it over last year. Grossi stressed in his talk with President Zelensky that the situation at the plant remains tense because of the militarization of the area around it and a recent blackout at the plant. And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
AP correspondent Sam Metz is reporting that the U.S. State of Utah lawmakers and those around the country might be eyeing economic benefit for their communities by partnering with China.
Found is that state and local lawmakers are very attuned to economic development concerns. What lawmakers have told us is that they want to have ties with China because China is an economic juggernaut and its role on the world stage is only expanding.
U.S. officials say local leaders are at risk of being manipulated by China. This is VOA News. U.S. aircraft carrier USS Nimitz arrived in South Korea's southern harbor city Busan on Tuesday, the first time it docked in the country in nearly 6 years, partly to mark the 70th anniversary of the alliance. A U.S. carrier strike group led by USS Nimitz had on Monday staged ongoing military exercises with South Korea in international waters off the southern island of Jeju to improve the execution of U.S. extended deterrence and its military capability, especially nuclear forces, so to deter attacks on its allies. That's according to a South Korean Navy official. North Korea has been ramping up its military tests in recent weeks and testing what it called a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for the scaling up of production of weapons-grade nuclear material to grow the country's arsenal. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee, say that the shooter who killed at least three children and three staffers at a school attended in the past had carefully planned out the attack and left a manifesto. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Well, Nashville Mayor John Cooper leads the community in grieving.
Guns stole precious lives from us.
Police Chief John Drake says they're exploring possible motives. He says the 28-year-old shooter, who previously attended the Covenant Parochial School, had carefully prepared for this attack and left behind a manifesto.
Someone that had multiple rounds of ammunition, prepared for a confrontation with law enforcement, prepared to do more harm.
He says the suspect shot through a locked door to get in.
You can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school.
Two of the responding police officers killed the shooter on the second floor. The victims are three children and three staffers, including the leader of the school, identified as 60-year-old Catherine Kuntz. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris stressed U.S. interests in African nations extended beyond competing with China on the first full day of a week-long tour of the continent. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Monday that the U.S. will commit more than $139 million in assistance to Africa.
Today, I am pleased to announce $100 million in support of Benin, Ghana, Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, and Togo. Last week, President Joe Biden announced a strategic plan for coastal West Africa as part of the United States strategy to prevent conflict and promote stability.
She spoke Monday at Jubilee House.